Are you with me? The joke, see you next year, has never, ever, ever been funny.
First of all, that was I did that years ago, and I still go off on this. I was the first. I was the first one ever in the history of the world to say enough of the "see you next year."
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had charts at all.
Everybody loved it until I said enough.
You turned the tide. The Alabama Crimson Tide are playing right now. Steely Dan works today. Turned the tide on see you next year.
Yep.
Yes. We're debating how much we should applaud your commitment, because 100% we should applaud your commitment that you're doing this even though you're off. So that's 1,000%. Thank you. But then we don't know if you're really at the Rosemount House, and maybe this is your way to get out of Ask Adam Anything after like two questions when your phone starts breaking.
When my phone dies, no.
Yeah.
Usually it's good for about 5 minutes, and then it just drops. And, yes, people text in suggesting to do all these things. We've tried about everything. The phones here, for some reason, suck. I have no idea why.
Dave Harrigan.
I'm on Wi-Fi calling. I got full bars, yet for some reason the phones down here cut out after about 5 minutes.
Dave Harrigan, do you buy any of his attempts? How convinced are you? Outside of Wi-Fi calling, how many other ways do you think he's tried? I'm not counting Jen. I'm counting Adam himself.
I'm sure he's been very dedicated to figuring this problem
out. I think maybe one other thing, and then you've just deferred to Jen.
I think he probably grabbed the thing and hit it a little bit and said, that didn't work.
Yeah, we did the boosters, you know, signal booster. I don't know.
What kind of house are you living in?
Honestly,
it's underground? Are you preparing for the big attack?
I've got a bunker. I've got a bunker ready to go. No, I don't know. I just it's annoying. It's been a problem since we moved in, and it sucks. What do I say?
You know what I do? Knock it down and start over again. Just tomorrow, knock that baby down.
Yep.
And build like a 50,000 square foot mansion. Build the biggest. What do we think is the biggest square foot house in Minnesota? What's our guess? Ask Adam Anything. What number do you have for square feet for the biggest house in Minnesota?
Jeez.
It's got to be DeRusha's.
Yeah, I don't know. 30,000 square feet, is that realistic?
Seems crazy. Dave, if 30,000 is the number, are you going over or under Dave Harrigan?
Well, I'm hitting the Google right now, and I'm coming across some.
Does Glen Sheen Mansion count? I mean.
No, it at one point it did.
Yeah, I think it has to be a permanent residence now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to live there, right? I'm going to go over. I'm going to say somebody has something bigger.
You're probably right.
Than 30,000. I mean.
Glen Sheen Mansion, 32,000 square feet.
Yeah. All I know is when I get to Glen Sheen Mansion, in about two blocks, I turn left and I'm in heaven. I'm in Northland. Yeah. Northland is just up in
the club right there.
Yeah. Have you toured Glen Sheen Mansion? I did years and years ago.
All the times I've been by there, you know, my dad lived in Grand Marais. I went to school in Duluth for a year. I've never set foot in Glen Sheen Mansion.
I need to go back because I remember.
Now they tell you. Yeah. Now they tell you where the murders happened.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting the tour, you should find out where the deed took place, right?
Let's be honest. That's what most people want to see.
Yes. Okay. If in 2025, Adam Carter could see something in Minnesota that he still hasn't visited, even though you've lived here. You've lived here, 97% of your life?
Yeah, 90, yeah.
Okay. What? Now, when the three of us were together with Dan, we admitted about 7 years ago none of us had visited Minnehaha Falls. I now have like a dozen times, and I love it. So, have you still yet to visit Minnehaha Falls?
No, I think I'm going to stick to that one. I'm going to go to my dying death bed not having seen many ha ha.
What do you against more, mini ha ha or falls?
I like falls. I just don't want to go to that one.
Okay. What else? What do you have in your list? I mean, Glenn Sheen, you can't count that because that brought the discussion up. How about Split Rock? Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been to Split Rock.
Boundary Waters?
I have been to the Boundary Waters. It's been a bit, but I've been there. I've seen Lake Itasca. I've seen the headwaters of the Mississippi.
Yep.
What else you got? I mean, Big Ball of Twine. We got one of those that I can hit up.
Darwin. I mean, I'd rather give up one of the kids than see the Big Ball of Twine.
Yeah.
Honestly. Who thought, who would go and say, hey, let's go see a Big Ball of Twine?
I don't know.
Yeah. Does Adam Carter have twine at his cell phone, devoid of cell phone service house?
Yes, it connects the two cans for when the phones go up and we're using the twine on the two cans.
We do at our house just because when Hunter makes the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
He has the twine then. Could I find the twine right now? Eventually. But I have no idea where it is at this point. For Adam Carter, is this New Year's Eve, or what is your calendar actually telling you what date this is?
Again, my personal calendar, New Year's starts on the last day of the state fair people go back to school. That's New Year's Day.
I forgot that. Okay, what is this then? Because you're actually taking this off. So is this just like Tuesday to you? You're just burning days?
Oh, yeah, you know, I can't get enough of this beautiful weather we're having.
Oh, God.
It sucks. Honestly, it's so bad. I would take 5 below in sunshine for a week over this.
What if this is winter now for the next 20, 30 years where it doesn't snow as much, it's not that cold, but it's just cloudy? Because it was fairly cloudy last year, too, right?
Yeah, this Christmas was like this last year, just kind of gloomy.
Yeah.
It stinks.
No, I don't think I'm as affected as you by it, but I got to be honest, this weekend, and I've dealt with depression like a lot of people have, I was just really down. And I felt so much better. It's Saturday, this orb was, you could see for like 2 hours.
Yes.
I went for like a 2-hour walk. I was borderline orgasmic, just feeling better. So this is not, Dave, Adam has established that for the folks going out tonight, you're just going out on a Tuesday. You know, you're not celebrating New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's Thirsty Tuesday.
It's Thirsty Tuesday. All right, let's pause, and I'll look at a lot of texts. I've got a few more things for you myself. He's Ask Adam Anything. He's here. Even though he's not working, he's still committed to Ask Adam Anything. Let's get some texts. Let's get some questions. 651-461-9226. All right, I'm going to say this, and if I get in trouble, it's New Year's Eve. Nobody's listening. Adam, what is the best way to hook a waxy? Chad would not understand this question. Have I just said something disgusting where I should be fired, or is this some fishing term?
It's fishing term. It's a little waxy worm. I like to double it up, so I go one through one end, and then I come back around to the other end. That way it makes it a little more difficult to get sucked off. I cannot believe I just said that.
Okay.
Put it on the board.
Okay. Okay. On December 31st, 2024, on WCCO Radio, Adam Carter just uttered, do you want to say it again just so we can have the audio?
You don't have the audio? You missed the first round?
Well, just to make sure we have it again.
Well, you don't want your waxies to get sucked off.
Okay. I mean, if we're going to go, it's after 100 years, right?
That next 100-year album is going to be a hell of an album.
And
when CCO went blue.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, what would be, okay, you're going to turn 50. You realize you're 50 1 month from today?
1 month from today.
I'm kind of bummed I'm not going to be here. Can we have a get-together? Can we have a little party the week before? I suppose it's really tough to schedule the party a week ahead just because I'm going out of town.
Well, no, we'll get together.
Let's get together.
I'd like to we got to nail down a date for me to come out to the Western Whiteout.
Yes, you're coming back for sure. Don't bring the rain this time, though. Are you prepared to turn 50? Because of all the big birthdays, what are the 21 huge birthday, right?
40 still a big one, right?
I think 50's bigger, right, in theory?
I think 40, well, I know this is cliche, but I think the 50th birthday is the new 40th birthday. Like, I remember when my parents turned 40 and it was the black balloons over the hill, you know?
Yeah. Well, you turn 50 this year. I turn 60 this year.
Yeah.
I don't know how either is possible. Until I wake up and I look in the mirror, and then it seems really possible.
Yeah.
Someone is suggesting that on the phone, you sound a fair amount like Majors. Are you hearing that at all, Dave? I don't know.
I don't think I'm getting a Majors, but I'm getting a... sounds like Adam was, up drinking all last night, or he's got the cold or something. The pipes sound deeper than normal.
Yeah, what is going on with your voice right now? Or are you deep in the cocktails already?
No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's been rested.
Maybe Jen's walking around and he's giving the deep voice, hey, I'm just talking to Chad right now.
Is the lobster working today?
No, she is not working either. She's out with stepdaughter, her daughter, and my stepdaughter, Lauren.
What are the big plans for tonight?
Going with a group of people like we did last year to Mancini's to ring in the new year at Mancini's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Very.
Good spot.
Adam, if you did not read a lot of text here, Adam, if you did not already have the Levy or Lev Jen, would you want Beyonce or Taylor?
I'm probably going Beyonce.
Beyonce. Dave Arrigan? Beyonce or Taylor? Let's go with, of course, this is a marriage because you love their creativity. You love their mind. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Taylor?
At this point, Beyonce is certainly getting less paparazzi following her, it seems.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'll take a little less drama. Give me Beyonce.
Yeah, you could live a little bit of a life. Your phone is giving me the caller not available message. Has Odyssey taken over the phone company? How about that? If you call us here right now, just call right now, 651-461-9226. Has that ended? Maybe since Adam said the filth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that the FCC immediately shut down the phone lines. That'd be a heck of one. January 3rd is the Duke's Mayo Bowl, right? The Gophers are playing in that one. Whichever coach wins, they douse in mayo. You know, I think mayo is absolutely disgusting. You don't mind it as much as I.
No.
What would be the condiment that you would want to be dosed in, and what would be the condiment you want no part of?
Well, ketchup, I want no part of
Thank
it.
Thank God. Even, Thank you.
But what one would you want to be completely immersed in?
Yeah.
Probably like a stone ground mustard. It's probably got exfoliating, principles to it.
That's not bad. I was going to say a guac salsa combo. A guac.
That's a little spicy. You don't want that going in, certain places.
Is that crossing the line from condiment to dip?
Does that count?
Yeah, I don't think guac is a condiment. Condiment is something that is readily accessible at any given meal.
Guac is readily accessible than any given meal.
No, you don't go down and sit at a table and there's not a bottle of guac.
There should be.
I think it's something that's been in the fridge for at least 6 months.
That right. container can last.
Yes.
Now, my boy Charge touts the guac lock. I have one, by the way. Now, again, like the twine. Like the twine, I have no idea where the guac lock is. It avoids guac when it gets brown, okay? I don't think it magically lasts like 3 months, but, you know, it's
not. I was told, too, if you leave the pits in it, it keeps it a little fresher. Is that true, or is that a wives' tale?
For about 5 more minutes.
Yeah, I think okay. That's what it is. Let's see. I got to read you this Mediaite headline here. I dare you to edit that in. CNN interview with a Taiwanese drag queen goes off the rails after she dares anchor to touch her pointy boobs. What exactly is CNN doing at this point where the story required them to interview a Taiwanese drag queen?
I have no idea.
Something for Anderson and Andy tonight?
Yeah.
I guess. That's the...
I like Anderson and Andy. I think it's.
I do too.
I think it's. I think it's a very good combo. I've decided that's it.
I did too. I already said I agree with it.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Next question. Next issue.
No, I've decided that if we go any longer, the phone line just isn't going to work. And again, we're getting more text saying calls not accepted. It might have ended right here. Are we on the air?
Can't say for sure.
Exactly.
This is the new CCO.
It is the new CCO. The cul-de-sac show has started. All right.
Started today.
Have fun tonight.
All right, man. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you, brother.
See ya.